Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
And we continue on the show. And we're talking now about the state of the luxury market in Africa. Now, despite the economic challenges, we're looking at South Africa. South Africa's affluent are increasingly spending on luxury goods, with high-end purchases rising by 168% over the past 5 years. Smaller luxury brands like Bulgari and Givenchy are gaining popularity alongside staples like Louis Vuitton and Gucci. The dominance of the big two brands, Louis Vuitton and Gucci, has decreased, though, as shoppers explore less familiar luxury names, including brands not really available in South Africa. My guest this evening is Michael Zaharif, co-founder of Luxity. A very good evening to you, Michael. Thank you for joining me.
Very nice to be with you once again to discuss the state of the luxury market.
So, I'm looking a lot at these numbers. 168% increase over the past 5 years. Which luxury items are considered, or maybe before we get to considered investment grade, which are the most popular luxury items that we're talking
about? Well, as you mentioned, we've been tracking this for some time. Mm-hmm. And till recently, Louis Vuitton and Gucci made up 1 in 3 searches. So 33% of people were either looking for Louis Vuitton or Gucci. And in fact, this is the first year where we've seen a substantial drop in that, down to 24% for the two brands, but still Louis Vuitton and Gucci making up 1 in 4 searches on our website, Luxity. So it really shows you the dominance that those two brands have over the market in South Africa.
And what are the items? What are the actual items that they're buying?
Well, the data really shows that people tend to look mostly towards three categories, primarily handbags, mm-hmm. Clothing and accessories, which are staples. But what is quite interesting and something that we've seen happen this year is a jump in the handbag categories. So traditionally, we would expect as times are slightly tougher, as more and more entrants are trying to aspire to the market, that the lower end items, which tend to be, your more entry level items, which tend to be your accessories and your clothing, which is priced lower, tend to perform a bit better. However, this year, what we've seen is that the handbag and jewelry category are performing far better than the more entry-level categories. And what that's telling us about the market is that there's this kind of rise of the savvy consumer, the consumer that's looking to not only buy pre-owned or buy a brand because they relate to that brand, but they're also looking for what are the types of categories and brands specifically that are going to have the better resale. So I know when I'm investing in this brand, eventually I will get a good portion of my money, if not all my money back. And that's this rise of the savvy consumer, which explains this rise in handbags, which are up searches 14.5%, and jewelry, which is up almost 45% from a year ago.
I'm thinking of this. There's a local production out on Netflix. It's called Bad Influencer. was that filmed in your store in Sandton City?
Yes, we did rent out some of our space for Bad Influencer and consulted with them on some of the production as well. Certainly there is some inspiration, and I think that really speaks to the growth of this market. This is the 8th edition of our luxury market report, and only now is the commercial economy, your everyday person, starting to realize that this isn't just some fringe market, some hobbyist market. This is a real market, and I think that we've come to show that by having stores in Sandton City, V&A Waterfront, Gateway, etc. People are really waking up to this idea and making use of this pre-owned luxury economy.
It was such a great production, and I was quite fascinated by the whole, I mean, you know, I know about these expensive bags, but I mean, it was how they looked into the difference between a fake and a solid bag. Even though it was pre-owned, you would also need to see whether it is the real thing. And I found that to be so interesting because, I mean, is this like a known thing? Are people getting more in touch with how these bags are sewn, how they are made, where the little keychains go and the locks go? Are people more in the know these days, and can they spot a fake?
Well, I think there are two aspects to that. And the sad reality is that as more and more people awaken to this pre-owned luxury economy, you know, get involved, as it becomes more publicized with shows, there are more and more people looking to scam those people, you know, because you have such a variety of new entrants. And I think that's what the show speaks about, is really that you need to know what you're doing at the end of the day, because there are so many sophisticated scams. Over the almost 10 years of Luxity now, we've seen the level of fakes really evolve. You know, 10 years ago, if someone was purchasing a fake, they would be going into a China mall. That would be from a very obviously store which is selling fakes. These days, however, it's much more sophisticated. In fact, most of the people buying fakes these days, I would say, aren't actively knowingly buying a fake. They're being scammed by an influencer or an Instagram page or a Facebook page. You know, they see a follow account or a fashion trend and they believe it. And I think that's why a business like Luxity has really started to thrive, because you know, when you're purchasing from us, you're getting something authentic. So it's very important to be more and more careful, because as more and more people educate themselves, so do the counterfeiters try stay one step ahead. But I think what we are seeing on the flip side of that is people really educating themselves on the trends. You know, previously people would just buy the Louis Vuitton or Gucci because those were the biggest brands. But as I said, in the data, that is slowing. People are now starting to seek out new brands, like you mentioned, Givenchy, Bulgari, Chanel, Hermes, which aren't available in South Africa. It's almost like a maturing consumer that's not just buying what everyone else is buying, but they're starting to do their own research, develop their own taste, figure out what resells well, and it's starting to become its own little micro economy around this luxury goods sector. So I think that's the exciting part, and that's the part people are really engaging in, and it's a lot safer of a way to engage in.
So we're looking at a massive increase, especially as we head into the festive season, people buying gifts and things. And it's also these items that you talk about, they're also considered investment grade.
Definitely. I mean, when we're looking at certain items, your listeners might be surprised to hear that certain items sell more than what they sell new. So, for example, if I was to buy a brand new Rolex right now, that same Rolex is trading on the pre-owned market at 24% more than it is brand new. So essentially, if you could find a private buyer for your Rolex the moment you bought it, you could make a 24% return instantly on that watch based on what they're selling on average. So there are many items, Chanel, Hermes, Birkins. Currently, the last two Birkins that Luxity has sold for roughly 80% of what that bag would be available new. So there can be big returns. Now, the caveat there is, number one, there's a big return because those items are notoriously difficult to get. It's not just a case of can you afford the item, but it's also a case of have you built reputation with the brand, etc. So it's notoriously difficult to get. Number two is, this is not true for all luxury items. It's not true you'll always make a return on an Hermes. It's not true you'll always make a return on any Louis Vuitton bag or Rolex, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. There are other costs like dealers' fees, et cetera. So I think there is an investment case, but as I mentioned earlier, the exciting part of it is those that are really investing in their knowledge. If you really feel out the market and invest in building your repertoire, knowing what brands sell, what brands don't sell, finding the little niches that work differently in South Africa versus the Western market, perhaps, you can start to build a little bit of an investment case. However, this isn't the primary goal. These are luxury goods, and they're there to be enjoyed at the end of the day.
I do like the fact that this report says that it also reduces the environmental impact in buying a pre-owned item.
No, I mean, that's one of the biggest draw cards. And I think it's actually underappreciated in South Africa, where sustainability in a way is secondary. When we look internationally, sustainability is the main driver of people looking to invest in the pre-owned market. A lot of millennials, a lot of people becoming more conscious, and it is starting to take on. But we see some bags come to Lux City, I think 3-4 times. You know, someone buys the bag, resells it, someone else buys it, resells it. And just think about what that's doing. That person is not investing in creating more waste. You know, they're finding a way. And I think the bigger use case really is that by getting people to accept the fact that, you know, pre-owned or secondhand isn't lesser than. In fact, pre-owned and secondhand can be as good, if not better, an experience as new. It's really opening up our minds to saying, what else in my life can I do in a more sustainable manner, which is not just buying the more expensive thing or the newer thing? How else can I find a way to enjoy things more in this pre-owned economy? And I think that's what we're really trying to drive forward.
Michael, we're going to have to leave you there. Thank you very much for your time this evening. Michael Zarib, co-founder of Luxity. Wow, this is a whole new sector. I mean, I'm looking at some of the figures here. Watches, Rolex, 126.5% increase here. Hubelot, 74.3%. I mean, you're looking at some of the other brands, Hermes, Chanel, Louis Vuitton. These are really big numbers, and South Africans, the highly heeled South Africans, are actually buying up a lot of these brand names, and it seems to be more brand conscious these days. Even though this economy is so difficult, people are finding money, and like Michael was saying, there is definitely an investment case for buying pre-owned brands. Well-known brands. Very interesting.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.